Hello friends, welcome to WizSchool. We are on Chapter 3, Factors Affecting Agricultural Prices in India. In the first chapter, we saw the key features and basic concepts of agricultural price risk management. In the second chapter, we saw different structures of agricultural market, the challenges the agricultural markets face, and the future of agricultural markets. In this chapter, we are going to understand the multifaceted factors affecting agricultural prices in India. We will understand the natural factors, the economic factors, the socio-political factors, the environmental factors, as well as the technological factors affecting the agricultural prices in India. We'll also understand implications for different stakeholders, primarily the farmers and the consumers. And after understanding each of the factors, we will also learn to control each of these factors so that the agri price is controlled and proper measures are taken by the stakeholders to keep the price under control and ensure consumers get the agri commodities at a fair price, and it also safeguards the profitability of the farmers. We have understood that Indian agriculture is woven with diverse crops. India is gifted with different climate, different soil structures, and different types of crops can be grown. Indian agriculture forms the backbone of food security. From once upon a time, a nation with deficit of food has grown to self-sufficient, and today we are exporting. At the same time, the quality of food grains has been shifted to putting more stress on nutrition. It has succeeded in providing employment for many people and is handsomely contributing to the GDP of our nation, and that too amidst various challenges, amidst various factors affecting the prices of farm produce and the volatility and fluctuations of agricultural markets. The challenges originate from demand and supply side. The conscious choices of organic versus inorganic farming, especially from the literate farmers, as well as the demand made and preferences in by the illiterate consumers, internal and external forces, and underlying dynamics influencing agricultural prices is imperative for farmers to take a note, for policymakers to take a note, for stakeholders to take a note. These challenges are inspiring farmers to equip themselves with strategies to overcome the price volatility, to understand the elements affecting Indian agriculture, and to devise proper tools and techniques to cope with the challenges. Agriculture plays a pivotal role in India's economy, and to keep it a vibrant growth center, agri-price risk management should be managed by knowing the factors affecting the agricultural price. So, out of the various factors, like the natural factors, the environmental factors, the socio-political factors, the technological factors, and so on, we'll take them up one by one. First, let us understand the natural factors affecting agricultural prices in India. When we talk about natural factors, we can have weather change, climate change, fluctuations in rainfall patterns, attacks by pests and disease, natural disasters. This can seriously impact the yield of the crops and in turn the prices of agri commodities. Let's understand how they can impact one by one. First, the weather change. When we talk about weather, a favorable weather will always provide a healthy crop growth, higher yields and increasing supply and lower yields. However, an adverse weather can cause extreme temperature. It can affect the crop growth as well as production costs, and ultimately increasing the agri prices. Weather variability disrupts the market supply diamond, demand dynamics, transportation networks, agricultural pricing. So it's not just impact on the crops, but the weather can actually disrupt the infrastructure, the transportation, and because of the limited means of transport, the agri prices can also shoot up. Climate change is also an important factor. When we talk about climate, a shift in the growing seasons can impact the crop yields and productivity. It can influence the quality, nutritional content, and chemical composition of crops. In turn, it can restrict supply of farm produce. And when something is restricted, the demand is increased, the prices are bound to go up. It disrupts the established markets. The third important natural factor could be fluctuations in rainfall patterns. Excess rainfall is also detrimental. Shortfall in rain is also detrimental. When we talk about excess moisture, it can create a sort of damaging the crops. Water stress, stunted crop growth, and yield issues for crops can result. It can be difficult for farmers to plan effective crop cultivation, and which will force him to delay the planting schedule. The harvest time would be prolonged. It would disrupt the harvesting operations, and ultimately the result would be price hikes for affected crops. Pests and diseases can also play an important role in the quality and marketability of agricultural produce. A serious attack by pest and disease can damage the crop structure. It can damage the quality. It can put some blemishes on the crops. Visual defects, discoloration or deformities on crops can be caused by pests and diseases. Increasing production cost is the immediate impact of pests and fungicides. Deployment of labor and resources for scouting, monitoring and application of pests and fungicides will further increase the overall cost of production and ultimately the price to the consumers. It can also disrupt the market with supply shortages. It can create price hikes with market volatility. There can be trade restrictions. There can be quarantine measures, because if a field with certain crops are damaged or infected, then they need to be quarantined, and in turn, it would be just affecting the local markets. But if that crop is a good avenue for export, the export revenues could also be reduced because of not exporting such damaged crops. It can also cause soil degradation and biodiversity loss, and overall, it can pose challenges for sustainable agriculture and future food security, and hence pests and diseases has to be controlled on a priority basis. Next important natural factor are the natural disasters. When we talk about natural disasters, we don't know when they will come, but when it comes, it can destroy right from the farm field, the crops, the infrastructure, the irrigation facilities, the storage, and as well as the processing equipment. It can impact both the production capacity and efficiency. It can cause delays in harvesting. It can pose logistical challenges for transporting the crops from the farm to the markets, to the consumers. It can disrupt the transportation networks. It causes supply shortages and even price hikes. The immediate outcome because of natural disasters could be price volatility and market instability, and this can give rise to speculative trading activities in agricultural commodities. Now, having understood the natural factors, now let's look at the economic factors. When we talk about economic factors, they can be categorized into microeconomic and macroeconomic. So when we talk about the farmers, the consumers, we talk about micro. When we talk about the entire nation as a whole, we talk about the macroeconomic factors. The elements and conditions within an economy are responsible for micro and macroeconomic factors. They can influence the agricultural produce, production, distribution, as well as consumption of agri-commodities. Let's now understand each one of them, microeconomic factors and macroeconomic factors. Within microeconomic factor, we can have input cost, production cost, farm-level productivity, yield per hectare, localized weather patterns, crop quality, and grading standards. We also have agricultural market structure dynamics, behavior of intermediaries, bargaining power of farmers, storage costs, transportation and logistic costs, consumer preferences, and demand trends. Let's look at these micro factors one by one. First, the input cost. Input costs are the basic cost for cultivating a crop. It can be cost for seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, labor, machinery. If the farmer has to incur higher input costs, obviously it will increase the cost of production, and ultimately the farmer will transfer the burden of cost to the consumer due with the increase in price of agri commodities, and in turn this can squeeze the farmer's profit because the consumers would not be willing to pay more for a certain commodity. Next is the production cost, cost per unit of output. Input cost will take care of the seeds, fertilizer, base increase, but when we talk about the production cost, a more lot more needs to be needed, regular monitoring to harvesting, and if that price increases, then it will result into cost per unit increase for the output. Farmers again transfer the burden to the consumers. Consumers may look for other economic options, and which may reduce the demand, ultimately impacting the profits of the farmers, and in turn farmer may have to decide about some other alternative crops which has lesser production cost. The farm level productivity is another important micro factor. When we talk about farm level productivity, a higher efficiency will have a good harvest and in turn higher supply at a reduced price. Farmers are encouraged to cultivate higher quality crops and earn higher profit margins. With this, they are also incentivized to adopt better practices and technology to stay competitive, which in turn manages the price of agri commodities. Yield per hectare, we have seen various technologies, revolutions taking place in India, which is focused on increasing the yield per hectare, the quantity of agri product harvested from a unit of land area. When the crop yield per hectare increases, the pressure on cultivating the land reduces. It feeds a larger population at a lesser price, and increased yield in a major producing region can lead to surplus, which again can inspire the farmer to export. Additional revenue can be generated with the exports. The next important micro factor is the localized weather conditions. When we talk about localized weather conditions, different type of climate exists across the country. Some region may have extreme cold, some region may have extreme summer. So extreme weather events can damage the soil health and fertility. It can cause the crop damages, shortages, and disrupt the agricultural production, ultimately resulting in spike in farm prices and a higher price for the consumers. Crop quality and grading standard is another important micro factor impacting the agri prices. Crop quality is decided by the grades based on the size, appearance, and absence of blemishes. Higher quality crops fetch the higher prices, and consumers are willing to pay premium for better quality crops based on their needs and budgets. Grading standards encourage the farmers to produce best practices and technology. Farmers can negotiate for earning higher profits based on their quality and grades received for their crops. The next important micro factor is the agricultural market structure and dynamics. Perfectly competitive markets provide numerous opportunities to numerous buyers and sellers to determine price for homogeneous farm products. In case of a monopolistic market, few large producers or buyers dominate. Agricultural market structure, which we have seen in the previous chapter, and its dynamics interact to influence the agricultural price based on the supply and demand, market concentration, the technological advancement, as well as the global trade. Next important micro factor is the behavior of intermediaries. Intermediaries, though, has a lesser role in the present times of the e-norm and electronic marketing. However, still they have an important role to play where farmers are not well versed with the agricultural commodities trading platform. They can influence the farm produce by negotiating lower purchase prices. They can reduce the price volatility. They can impose quality and quantity grading standards on the agricultural products. And in turn, they can also exploit information asymmetry by providing farmers inaccurate information or even go to the extent of manipulating data. They might pass on some of the costs associated with transportation, storage, processing, and distribution of agricultural products to the consumers. And that's how intermediaries can also play a role in influencing the agri price if they are provided a role to play. Bargaining power of farmers also play a very important role. When we talk about bargaining, when farmers come together, they form cooperatives or organizations, their voice becomes strong. The ability to negotiate terms and prices can influence agricultural prices based on the geographic location, the proximity to markets, the farm size, the production volume, and access to the market information. Storage costs also play a very important role. When a farmer has good storage facilities, they can keep the farm produce till the time they want, till the time they get a good price, and in turn regulate a stable price throughout the year. Producers decision to sell the farm produce immediately or store it to get a better price is totally depending upon the storage infrastructure. However, high storage costs will force the farmers to sell the produce immediately. In case of perishable goods, he has to sell it before the farm produce is damaged. And hence, investment in efficient storage will actually result into lower operating costs and in turn can fetch better prices for the farmers. Next important micro factor are the transportation and logistic costs. As we have seen, the farm produce has to be transported from the farm to the market or to the consumer, so that requires transportation. The cost of the transportation increases with the distance, and there could be regional price differentiation when the transportation mode is road, rail, water, or air. The factors that can cause price hike in transportation can be due to the increase in fuel and tariff prices, the trade agreements, the peak harvest seasons, extreme weather events, natural disasters, etc. Next important micro factor is consumer preferences and demand trends. When we talk about consumer preferences, today's literate consumers demand high nutrition food, especially chemical-free organic food locally grown or sustainably produced. Such preferences can drive farmers to adopt sustainable, ethical, and health-conscious practices. Farmers may explore niche markets with special consumer preferences to manage large-scale trends and in turn can command higher prices, reflecting the value added and pursued by the consumer. Having seen the micro factors, now let us look at the microeconomic factors impacting the agricultural prices. Now let's understand the macroeconomic factors influencing the agricultural prices. Macroeconomic factors includes the overall economic growth and contribution of agricultural sector to the GDP, inflation and deflation, climate change and environmental factors, interest rates on credit provided to farmers and farming activities, the energy prices, the taxation on farmers' income and agricultural activities, the exchange rates on import and export of agricultural inputs and outputs, the global market conditions, the financial market volatility, and the population growth and urbanization. Let's look at this one by one. Overall economic growth and contribution of agriculture sector to the domestic products. As the population increases, the demand for the crops increases, and in turn, it can also have another influencing factor based on consumer preferences. Insufficient food for the growing population can spike the agricultural prices. At the same time, a higher input cost can also increase the agricultural prices during the economic growth and in turn also reduce farmers' income. So when we talk in terms of the population of the entire country, if the input cost increases or insufficient food is created, this is bound to have impact on the agricultural prices. The government policies also play a very important role, especially when we talk in terms of the subsidies provided to farmers, the renewable energy sources created. The growing economies always have increasing demand for imported agricultural products because something more than what is existing is preferred by the consumers. Exports becomes expensive because of the stronger domestic currency, especially in a growing economy. Next important macro factor are the inflation and deflation. During inflation, obviously the cost of the inputs price will increase, and this in turn will increase the price of agricultural products. Again, higher interest rates will further increase the cost of servicing of loans taken by the farmers for agriculture, and in turn higher cost will have to be borne by the consumers, especially when the farm output decreases. Upward pressure on agricultural prices can be created because of inflation and consumer and experience a decrease in purchasing power, again because of the depreciation in the value of currency. Next important macro factor is the climate change and environmental factors. Both demand and supply of farm produce can be impacted because of the climate change. Warmer temperatures and reduced water supply can cause crop losses and reduce yields and further increase the demand, higher production costs by adopting environmental practices can further increase the cost. Environmental practices are more aimed for controlling the climate changes. The greenhouse regulation will require additional cost for controlling the gas emissions and managing the land properly, and also to conserve the biodiversity. So in all, this can have an impact on the agricultural prices. Extent of impact varies depending on the geographical regions, the effectiveness of risk mitigation strategies employed by the farmers, the policymakers, and the stakeholders. Next important macro factor is the interest rate on credit provided to farmers and farming activities by the banks and financial institutions. Higher interest rate will pose a challenge to the farmers to service, as the expenses will increase, put burden on the farmers to service the loans, and cause increased financial stress. Farmers' creditworthiness can be challenged due to the squeezing of their profits. Farmers could be impacted because of production costs, investment decisions, and overall farm profitability. It can limit the farmers' investment's ability to improve agriculture investment simply for the reason of increase in servicing cost. Next important macro factor could be energy prices. When we talk about energy, energy is required by farmer for doing his farm operations through various equipments. Expenses could be for fuel, for electricity, and other energy intensive inputs. This increase in energy prices can increase the cost of production, transportation expenses, as well as the input prices, increasing the demand for biofuels as well as the alternate energy sources. Farmers may have to switch to less energy intensive agricultural products to balance the rise in the energy prices. Taxation on the farmers' income and agricultural activities can also lead to higher production costs. If tax is levied on the farmers' income, the net returns gets reduced, and once again it will discourage the farmers to invest in technology upgrades, adopt the modern farming practices, and expand their operations. It may encourage farmers to switch to non-agricultural uses simply for the sake of survival. And it may lead to lower supply levels, potentially driving up the prices of farm produce. It can influence the market dynamics and affect the price volatility. Speculation rises, and government subsidies and support programs can also influence agricultural prices. The next important macro factor could be exchange rates on import and exports of agri inputs and outputs. The changes in the exchange rates can impact the price of the cost of imported inputs, agricultural exports, and output prices. It can also impact the production costs and cause higher prices for agricultural products. Domestic producers will also face the challenge of increasing farm produce, and it can boost the exports if the local currency depreciates, because more returns would come through the exports. Import becomes relatively expensive because more foreign exchange will have to be shelled out for importing the equipments required for agri-production, and it can create uncertainty for farmers, making it difficult to plan and budget. The global market conditions are also an important macro factor. The fluctuations in the global markets can cause supply shortages, and it can drive up the prices. In case of bumper crops, there could be surplus, again driving prices down because the demand will go down. Rising consumer income can increase the demand. International trade agreements and tariffs can create domestic shortages. Political instability, wars, or trade disputes can disrupt the supply chains, and speculative trading can also create price volatility. The next important macro factor is financial market volatility. When we talk about volatility, uncertainty comes in the prices. Farmers find it difficult to plan and budget. The changes could be because of the investor sentiment, the speculative activities, the capital flows, the borrowing costs, as well as the exchange rates. A heightened volatility will force farmers and investors to hedge against the economic uncertainty. Speculative trading on commodities may happen for investors to speculators to book their gains. Uncertainty in interest rates and credit markets can be a concern for the farmers, once again, to plan and budget their activities, and investors will have to reallocate their portfolios to see that their money put in different assets fetch them better returns. The next important macro factor is the population growth and urbanization, both influencing the demand patterns, the land use, infrastructure development, technological innovation, as well as the policy interventions. As the population expands, both demand and price rises. The urbanization actually converts rural land into an urban land, reduces the cultivation of crop area, quality and diverse diet could be the demand of the urban population. Technological advancement and innovation would be required to improve productivity, which in turn can also influence the agricultural prices. Government policy interventions, once again, can influence the agricultural prices.